Avenger Radio on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Avenger Radio, brought to us this week by our major partners, Clover Pipes. Clover is proudly Australian owned with an extensive reach across Australia and the Asia Pacific region. As we said before, Ed, Clover Pipes is a family run business. They've built a team of project engineers, estimators, design consultants and sales professionals that have dedicated their careers to the water industry, which is fantastic. That's just the kind of dedication you would expect from
Absolutely.
Clover Pipes.
Yeah.
For more information, please visit cloverpipe.com.au. Ed, we've had a bit of a chat about the Euros. We've had a bit of a chat to our senior men's players. We are joined by another player, this time from our junior girls team. We are joined by Helena. Hello, Helena. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing very well, good. Thanks. Thanks for joining us on Avenger Radio. Congratulations on surviving lockdown. How did you find the most recent lockdown?
It wasn't too, like, annoying, if that makes any sense. I would always go out with a couple of mates, always training back and forth, just trying to do as much as I could just to keep my fitness levels up.
What was the go-to for training? Obviously, it's a little bit different. You can't train with the team and everything. What sort of drills or what sort of stuff did you do to stay active?
A lot of touch work. I found that my touch has become a lot better than it has, especially over quarantine.
Great.
A lot of running just to keep my fitness up. And other than that, just trying to enjoy it and just trying to, like, stay enjoying it almost. I don't want to just not have, like, the feeling to play anymore, the passion to play anymore. I don't want to lose that.
Sounds like an extremely productive lockdown.
Yeah, it sounds you've done well. You've stayed active and you've come out better, which is great. That's fantastic. Yeah. What was your designated practice area? Were you playing football inside the house or backyard, local park?
Oh, God, no. My mum would kill me. But I was always at Green Gully or outside.
Nice. That's all right. That's handy. I would have thought that maybe, you know, playing football, if you have a pet or if you have a dog or a cat, you know, could provide a unique obstacle. Or not obstacle. Obstacle is probably the
hurdle.
Wrong word. Well, like a dog could substitute defender.
Defender.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Although you wouldn't want to be two-footing the dog. That would probably be
suboptimal.
No.
Straight red.
No, that would not be good. Helena, you were saying before we were talking about, you know, the lockdown would be a bit of a bummer because it sort of brings the season to a halt. But you were also saying that your team has not played much football at all yet this year. What's been going on?
Just a bit of the season and a couple of the teams haven't been very organized, so it's a bit hard on our aspect. None of the games that we have not played have been our fault, but it's just a bit frustrating when you can't play each week and fitness levels are dropping because you're not playing games and things like that.
So yeah, you were saying, sorry, that you had only played one game in 8 weeks so far this season.
One game in 8 weeks, yeah.
That's a bit crazy. And then lockdown comes on as well. It comes along as well.
Is that right? How are the girls going when you are getting on the park? What have the results been like?
Well, the one result.
Oh, the one, yeah.
It's been okay. We've had a friendly and we've had two games. We've had Yarraville and can't remember the other team, George Cross.
Nice.
Yarraville, we've won, I think 4-2 were the scores. And George Cross, it was a tie. We're tied with them at the moment on the ladder, or we should be. So they were our most competition.
Nice. What do you think the biggest strength of your team so far is? What have you noticed from training?
I think our passion towards the game and especially like how much we all connect with each other. We all have this really cool bond that you can't really find anywhere else, I find.
And Elena, you're an attacking midfielder who can also play on the right wing. What do you think your greatest strength is?
Definitely looking up and looking for those forward passes. For example, our game against George Cross, it was my assist, looked for that correct pass, she bashed in the goal, it was great.
Very nice.
Nice.
Do you score many goals yourself as well? I don't know if you saw in the Euros overnight, but there was a bit of a crazy goal from halfway. Have you got any tricks like that that you can pull out as well?
That's not usually my kind of thing. I usually assist the ball, but if I could, I would love to. I've had some bangers of goals though.
What's the best goal you've ever scored?
I think it was when we were playing Essendon Royals, and I'm pretty sure it was outside the box. It was a pretty good goal.
Very nice.
Yeah, nice.
I I can't shoot at all.
Well, I remember when I was like 14, 15, I could not get the ball off the ground. Yeah. I always looked at the guys who could take the corners and get the ball off the ground. And I was like, one day.
Well, sometimes what I do is like when we see bangers scored like in by a senior men's team or senior women's team, like from long range, I'll meander out on the pitch after the game or something and stand there and go, this is incredibly far.
Distance.
Yeah, I stand there and go, I would not be able to kick a ball.
And if a ball rolled towards you, what would you do?
Would
you dare?
I would do what Elena does and look up and try to pick the right pass.
Yeah, good.
I'll dish it off to someone else. Elena, you mentioned your team's got a really good vibe, really good energy. Who's the loudest person on your team?
Well, I would say definitely me and my best mate on the team. I'm very, very vocal, I find. And I find that brings the whole team together. Everyone starts joining in. Everyone's very encouraging. We're always bringing each other up. It's good to see.
One of the things we spoke about a couple of weeks ago with some other girls, I think it was in the under 16s. It was also the under 16s. I can't remember.
Yep.
Maybe we were talking about music. Yeah, we were talking about music and how Olivia Rodrigo's just banger, Driver's License, gets pumped in the dressing room. What other songs are you listening to get hyped up?
What other songs do we listen to? A lot of people, a lot of party music. We're trying to get
Mr. Worldwide.
Energized. Yep. Yes. Pardon my French, but Sexy Bitch is our go-to.
Yep. We'll Everyone knows Sexy time. Bitch. Yep.
We'll play it all the time. And Got Me Feeling. That's our game day song.
Got Me Feeling.
That seems to be a club song.
Is
because
that?
That's multiple teams who have listened to it. I think the senior men's team listened to that as well. So did all the teams have a meeting before the season to agree on Got Me Feeling, or is it just sort of just naturally been adopted by everyone?
I think it's just been adopted by everyone. We enjoy it. It's a great song to listen to. So,
do you have a specific playlist that you listen to every game, or do you just sort of mix and match, go based on feel?
I've made a playlist and we're all joined in it that we have multiple songs in it. It's really cool.
Fantastic. So you haven't been able to play much football yet. Fingers crossed, though, with the lockdown ending, you can get back on the pitch. What are you hoping? What are your goals for the rest of the season?
I just hope that we have good outcomes. With our team, we have such an amazing team and I really do support it. There's a lot of us, we work as individuals, but we also work as a team, I find, more than we do as individuals. We're always looking for that forward pass. We're always doing multiple other things to benefit the team and not just ourselves. So I hope we have good outcomes.
Fantastic. And last question for you. What's the thing you're most looking forward to about getting back out there on the pitch as well?
Just the vibe. Playing is just one of the best things ever. I miss it a lot.
Fantastic. Well, Helena, thank you very much for jumping on Avenger Radio. Thank you for joining us. It's great to hear from our junior girls teams as well. And hopefully once you get back on the pitch, you get to play more than one game in 8 weeks. That is...
Let's go for 3 in 16 weeks. Yeah, how does that sound?
That just sounds very frustrating. You know, you get all built up for the season, particularly with 2020, you know, cancelled, you know, didn't get to play much at all. And you're like, great, we're out of lockdown. Here we go, one game in 8 weeks. So hopefully you get out there, hopefully this weekend, if not next week, hopefully the other teams can... get their act together as well by the sounds of things, and all the best for the season to come, Helena.
Thank you guys.
No worries, Ed. We are going to take one more last very quick break, but we have a little bit more Avenger Radio coming up right after this.